Want Slug Magazine to come to you? Enjoy Slug Magazine all year long, no matter where you are. We offer subscription services to the United States for just $35 a year. Visit slugmag.bigcartel.com to sign up for your Slug Magazine subscription.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves. Hi, I'm Russ Wood. I use he, him pronouns, and this is my project, iClears. I've been doing the project since 2016, and in the last 4 years, it's undergone a lot of iterations. I started out just like doing solo, just like acoustic singer-songwriter-y stuff, and then gradually added more electronic elements to it until I arrived at where I'm at now, which is kind of, I guess you could call it SoundCloud rap. I don't really consider myself a rapper. There's a lot of hip-hop elements in the music, and I'm very heavily influenced by a lot of people who do consider themselves rappers, but maybe this is one of those death of the artist things where once you put something out into the world, it's not yours anymore. So Scene Kids is a mixtape of just collaborations between me and some of my dearest friends and people who I've become close with through the DIY music scene in Salt Lake and really just like the Western United States. Because we've got artists on here that like don't live in Salt Lake but have come through Salt Lake, or that I know from my bands playing with them when they've come through, or me going up to where they're from and playing with them. I like to think of it as a cool snapshot of like my artistic connections filtered through like maybe an unfamiliar lens, because everyone's kind of out of their element making music that they wouldn't normally make. I started the project like 4 years ago and started gradually like incorporating like more and more electronic elements. And then like I think summer or fall of 2018, like I discovered like emo trap, the SoundCloud rap stuff, and I was like, whoa, this is really cool. Particularly, I remember stumbling across the song by the artist Horsehead, where he like completely borrows like a Blink-182 vocal hook for like one of his verses, and I was just like, what the fuck? This dude's just like singing Blink lyrics over this weird like emo trap beat. This is so sick.
I don't really remember walking here, but that flat beat came on and I'm wandering around a grocery store. The cashier knows there's something wrong with me. She just smiles and checks out the next customer. I'm walking west in a vague attempt to find somewhere to sit down and eat. And I'll be damned, they tore down the burnt out Sizzler.
It immediately evokes that kind of nostalgia where it just puts those things together in your brain. I feel like most of the people like me were very involved in like that kind of emo rock stuff in like the early 2000s with like Blink-182 and My Chem and Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy and all that shit. A lot of the people making that kind of like SoundCloud rap are like drawing on that nostalgia. And I found that like nostalgia is a very powerful thing in like forging a connection to art, even when it's new art, especially when it's new art, honestly. And I discovered that and I was like, wow, this is so fun. So you tell me like I could just like sample the guitar riff from Adam's song and then like write a completely different song over it? That's fucking crazy. At the very least, it was like a new interesting songwriting challenge, because it's not just me sitting like with my guitar like, okay, here's a verse, time to write a chorus, here's a chorus, time to write a bridge. Like that's all well and good, but this was like a very welcome change, because now it's just like I have one riff. How can I make like an entire song out of like one guitar riff? And I started doing that and obviously had a lot of fun. And I was just like, wow, this is great. I started making Eichler's music with that kind of sound, and that became my hobby. So I just made more music than I knew what to do with. One particular moment, I made this one song where it was super like early 100 Gex influenced. And I was like, I cannot see myself singing on this at all. But of course, like, I knew Val loves 100 Gex. And I was like, Val could probably do something really cool with this. Val, aka Val Brown, aka at Password Strength on Instagram. That was where the first, like, little inkling of Scene Kids came from.
Got my little 99, grinning on the 50th high. Don't know why I left at home, only feel cute when I'm alone. Come on over, play Halo 3, song, Hennessy. Don't spell it on your kit long sleeve, I'll be the gun, you be the cheese.
I was like, I'll give Val this beat and ask them to, like, write some vocals over it. And then, oh shit, I have all these other beats. Maybe I could do this with the rest of my friends in the scene. Because we'd been talking about, like, putting together a compilation of, like, all our friends' bands for, like, those of us who go on tour to take around. So that even though stuff is really easy to find on the internet now, like, I always thought there'd be something super cool of, like, seeing a band come to town. And you're like, whoa, this band's from fucking Oklahoma. Wow, you guys are really good. What's your scene like? And they're like, oh, funny you should ask. Here's a tape or a CD. These are, like, all of our favorite bands that we play with. And all of a sudden, bam, you're there. You have access to, like, a bunch of bands that you probably would have never found. Scene Kids kind of came together as not a replacement for that compilation, but just, like, kind of as an addendum to it.
Oh, fuck no, I'm awake now, you're an all-star. Get your game under the table, feelings are sound of the drum. I'm fully around the table, say it ain't so, I will not go. Cut the stains on another bottle, full throttle, you're an all-star. Get your game under the table, fuck no, I'm awake now.
I was just beside myself with, like, this new musical excursion, and I just wanted to see if I could help my friends have as much fun as I was having doing this thing. I think I'm most proud of just the snapshot of our scene and the time that the mixtape represents. For me, like, music is my favorite thing in the world, but it's also, like, a really important archiving tool for me. And I feel like that for most people, you know, you hear a song and it automatically takes you back to a time when you first heard it, or like a time when you first connected with it.
Got your loaded text to remind you to hug me amongst other things.
Everything I do, and especially Scene Kids, I feel like is very place and time for me. So even just a few months later, like it is now, I think the album came out almost 3 months ago, but just hearing this, it automatically just takes me back to, like, summer 2019, like, early 2019, when I was, like, making all this music and just feeling really excited about it, and just who I was hanging out with at that time, who I was seeing every day, what kind of shows we were going to. In retrospect, I think it's a little bit of a time capsule for me.
I got home safe. I got home safe.
I also think it's a really cool demonstration of, like, how creative people in our scene can be. For a lot of the people that I collaborated with, like, they haven't made this kind of music before. A lot of them just play in quote-unquote, not just play, a lot of them play in quote-unquote rock bands, or like standard rock, punk, emo, indie, what have you bands. I was just so floored and impressed at every single turn by the stuff that my friends were coming up with for these songs. These songs that I really had no expectations other than let's just like have fun, like get together one afternoon and just make something together. This was a cool exercise in friendship for me. I said that really weird, friendship. Some of these people, like, I hadn't really hung out with very much one-on-one. So it was really cool, like, being able to sit down with someone, like, outside of the context of a show or band practice or, like, group hangout, and just get to know them in this context, and even just get to know them, like, as a friend a little bit better. And that goes deeper than just music, and the fact that we have something quote-unquote tangible to show for that, I think, is really cool and still inspiring, and kind of gives me goosies even now just talking about it. You're about to hear the song Out for Blood by Eichlers featuring Breakfast in Silence, and Volley from Vantana Row. The song is really special, and I think portrays a good snapshot of the mixtape as a whole.
Cause you don't know the kind of pain that I'm in. Let it flow, and then we start it again. Cause you don't know the kind of pain that I'm in. Let it flow, and then we start it again. My sugar's got that super plus chillin' in his glove box. You don't know the pain I'm in, but you've got that medicine. Catch me with that Kotex plug. Sneak it to me, hook it up. Carver, cause you break it down. Applicators on the ground. Panic cords, I'm free bleeding. All white fit,
all white fit.
Watch me drip,
watch me drip.
All white fit,
all white fit.
Watch me drip. Cause you don't know the kind of pain that I'm in. Let it flow, and then we start it again. Cause you don't know the kind of pain that I'm in. Let it flow, and then we start it again.
Follow me on Instagram at @Eichlers_. I'm in the middle of finishing up mixing and mastering my new album. It's tentatively called I May Be Cute But I'm Dumb As Fuck. So look forward to that, and thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Have a band or musical project you'd like to share with hundreds of people at once? Craft Lake City is currently taking performer applications for the 12th annual Craft Lake City DIY Festival at the Utah State Fairgrounds. Apply online at craftlakecity.com. Applications are due May 18th.